Inspired by hip-hop and the faith culture, the sanctuary in my solitude, the thoughts, feelings, and life lessons of an imperfect Christian by Anthony Giesick is beautifulfeetentertainment.com's work in print. It is a book of poetry, and it's available through iuniverse.com, amazon.com, beautifulfeetentertainment.com, and the links are also available in our social media and podcast. So please consider The Sanctuary of My Solitude if you're looking for a next great read. Thank you so much.
This is the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership with BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. My name's Anthony.
And I'm Jessica.
And once again, we're recording from our couch because life is hard.
You know what? It is summertime, and we live in a place where summertime means it is very, very hot. So yes, I do want to be comfortable.
Amen. So last week we talked about the being eager to serve. Mm-hmm. Within your church, within your community, and what that looks like. So this week, you said we were going to focus on mentorship.
Yes, wow,
mentorship. I was like, there's a word here. I don't know what it is.
We literally, like, before we started recording, we're like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about.
I know, and I totally just spaced it out. So.
We'll blame it on the heat.
Yeah. So, mentorship in the Bible. Where is the first mention of mentorship in the Bible?
Ooh, that is an interesting inquiry. Okay, so like, my first answer was like, oh, did God mentor Adam? And I'm like, that seems like too easy of an answer, you know? Honestly, so...
I stumped her.
Okay, so, like, I was fully prepared to talk about, like, Moses and Joshua and just start there. But no, that's not the first instance of mentorship in the Bible.
Keep in mind, I didn't look this up either. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. I feel like, honestly, it could be... with Jacob and Esau, and then looking at Jacob mentoring his sons, because they would go on to become the 12 tribes of Israel, and like Joseph would go on to become Pharaoh's second in command.
Okay. I mean, my thought would be that it would be with Adam and Eve's children.
Like Cain and Abel, and yeah. Then Seth.
Because, well, even though it doesn't specifically say it biblically, we have to assume that Adam and Eve raised their children, which is a form of mentorship. Mm-hmm. So, kind of a trick question. I'll take full credit for my trickery. It's fine. But yeah, that's not the first time it's mentioned in the Bible, but that would be the first, like, this is when it took place.
I do love the book of Genesis so much because it's just chock full of these characters, wow.
Characters, huh?
Characters! Chock full of these characters that really, like, you do see them struggle with their day-to-day lives. Or like, hey, I have a problem. I need help solving it. I need to be able to figure this out. And then in my head, I went to the Blue's Clues. And you, like, when you use your mind, take a step at a time, you can do anything that you wanna do.
We've lost her, folks. Ooh. We've lost her to modern television. Yeah, I mean, I definitely, I would say I agree, but I forget what your point was. So,
the book of
Genesis. This is a fully functional episode, guys. This is fantastic.
My point was that I love the book of Genesis because it is chocked full of characters.
Yeah, characters.
Are in need of mentorship.
Well, okay, and so I think for people who are outside the church or people who don't fully understand the context of the Bible, they start to pull examples out of the Bible where it's like, how could you follow this person based on what they've done, right? Like their bad behavior or their sin. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people like to use these examples as reasons why the Bible is not accurate or whatever, or of God's word. And I look at it from the standpoint of, like, you can learn a lot from people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yes, that is a form of mentorship, but you still need those partnerships where people come around you and walk with you and help you through the, you know, the different things in life. And you see that in Genesis. You see that in Exodus. You see that throughout the Old Testament, right? Where people partner with the next generation in order to guide them as to what to do.
Well, and I know I talk about this quite a bit, that the children of Israel, the Jewish religion, is monotheistic, which means that they only worship one God. And because they wanted to have that tradition passed down from generation to generation, it makes sense that they would institute these ways of, like, here's how we want to teach and carry on our value system.
Yeah.
Because the other major cultures that they were surrounded by were polytheistic, so they had belief in multiple gods.
Well, and the thing is, we still do this today, mm-hmm. right? How many times has a supervisor come alongside you and said, here, let me show you how to do whatever job it is that you're hired for, and eventually you are going to be entrusted to train someone else, right? And that's kind of where we can transition as I transition into my seat.
Well, and like even in maybe fourth or fifth grade, you might have those buddy helpers where it's like, hey, we're going to read to the kindergartners, you know?
Yeah, I remember doing that a little bit. Or I had the kindergartners reading to me because I didn't know how to read.
He makes that joke frequently, but he does, in fact, and indeed know how to read.
But truthfully, at that age, like, I knew how to read, but I wasn't a strong reader. Anyway, let's talk about the importance of mentoring in the Christian life and how it works today.
Well, honestly, I feel like with youth groups for both high school and college age kids, that's a time where mentorship is really valued because it's a time where most kids are experiencing so many influences that are outside of the church.
Well, and think about it. College is the time where it's probably the first time in your life where you really have to manage money. You have your own money, I would assume, of some kind. Even if you worked in high school, it's like, okay, I don't have to pay most of my bills. You might help pay your car, or you might help put gas in the car. But everything else is kind of covered by your parents. But it's usually around college is when, you know, you start to not only get a job, but you might get a job closer into a career. You might get... all of a sudden you're not just in romantic relationships, but relationships that could possibly lead to marriage, you know, in different stages of life. So you really have to have somebody who's walking alongside you, who's a few steps ahead, so to speak, so that when you have questions, you know who to ask, you know who to reach out to.
Well, and like you and I right now are currently being mentored by a couple at my mom's church who are maybe, 5 years older than we are?
Give or take.
So really
we don't want to put them on blast.
I know, right? They're a little farther along in life than we are, but not so much so that we're not able to relate to them.
And I think that's where it's important. It's important to look to the older generation, but not where they're... So if you're in your early 30s, you probably don't want to be mentored by someone who's in their early 60s. Because that's a whole different generation. Now, you could learn from them, right? But side by side, who's walking with you, have someone come alongside you who knows how to function within the generation that they're in. Especially when it comes to this Christian life, because when technology when technology changes, it definitely impacts the way you live your life.
Well, and the ideal scenario is that you, A, have a mentor, B, you are a mentee, C, you are also a mentor, and D, you have your own mentee. So it's like this sandwich of knowledge. I don't know. Maybe exactly. A waterfall is like a better illusion because you could see the knowledge pouring from one person to the next. I like that better than a sandwich.
Yeah.
We just had sandwiches for dinner, so.
So you can't say you're hungry.
No, not at all. I am very full and satisfied.
But yeah, I like that. The waterfall where it's coming from one level, it's going to you, and you're providing it to someone else. One that shows that it's continuous, right? It's mm-hmm. not a one-time thing. It's a continuous thing. But at the same time, it keeps going. You keep growing it as you change. Your mentor may change, and what they teach you may change. So that's really what it looks like from the Christian perspective. Now here's another question. What have you learned in your personal life through a mentor?
I distinctly remember when I was at college that I did have very regular meetings with a mentor, and it was just someone who could be there with me because I never really lived away from home before. I was almost 300 miles away from my family. Like, it was a big transition and a big change for me. And just having this person there to be like, well, maybe get some Starbucks and just be like, hey, so how are things going? Like, having someone to check in on me, like, it really helped to enrich my college experience.
Yeah. I think for me, one of the things that I've learned from a mentor, and it's never direct, I tend to learn from people by observing a lot more than them teaching me something. But for me, a lot of it had to do with being a husband, right? Being in a marriage and what that looks like. And I love when I see people in a different stage of life argue. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to be like cynical or nothing, but it's just because the way they handle themselves is totally different, because they understand we're not going to break up. We're not going to, there's certain things we don't like. We don't talk about divorce. That's not, and we don't low blow each other in the idea of like, I'm trying to harm this person mentally, emotionally, or whatever. It's usually
I feel like a better word in that scenario would be banter. Like,
yeah,
with couples who've been married into the decades, like 20, 30, 40 years, they will have quote unquote discussions.
Yeah.
And they do kind of tease each other. And from an outsider's perspective, it can honestly be hilarious at times.
Well, I've even witnessed a couple that we know. They didn't get into a huge argument, but you can tell that there had been an argument earlier, a couple, that day or not too far that is still being resolved. And it was just, you could just, it was kind of in the air, so to speak. But they really just kind of were like, hey, we're going to keep moving forward with what we're doing, even though we haven't fully resolved this thing. And it was really eye-opening for me because of this idea of like, look, you could be in the middle of a fight with your spouse, but you still have to live life. You still have to go to work. You still have to raise kids if that's what stage in life you're in. And you're not going to dishonor that person by name calling and things like that. You're just going to try to hear them out and resolve the issue. So, yeah, it's stuff like that. That's probably what I've learned from mentoring the most. It's just like, okay, how do you handle life when it's awkward or when it's has tension to it?
On the opposite end of that spectrum, at the mall this morning before I went to work, I saw the cutest older couple. Like, they were so adorable. So, like, a lot of seniors and sometimes new moms with their strollers and their babies and things will walk the mall and do, like, loops and laps and stuff before it opens. So this couple, it was so cute. Like, from where I was sitting, I could see them walking toward me. They're holding hands. They're literally walking at the same exact pacing. And, like, you know, they're walking and talking, and he just kind of looks over at her, and he says something that obviously just delights her, and she just lights up with, like, this million-watt smile, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, this is life goals. Like, they were so adorable. And obviously, like, a couple like that does not happen in a vacuum. Like, I'm sure that they have had mentors as they were coming up and growing in their marriage and raising their family. And I'm sure that they now, too, are the ones that are dispensing advice.
Oh, absolutely. So, now that we've talked about, from a biblical perspective, we've talked about it from today's Christian life, what are some other areas that we could talk about mentorship?
Honestly, kind of like circling back to that comment that you had about people and their careers, there are a lot of companies that really want to be able, like, they know that they're hiring good talent, but they also want to make sure that the talent that they're hiring is going to be a good fit for the company and understand its standard operating procedures and just what it means to be a part of this organization. So, like, when you work for a large company, they're definitely going to have, like, a leadership program or an excellence program or, like, hey, apply for a mentorship program.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you move up in the company, at some point in time, you're going to be partnered with someone who's a stage ahead of you, so that they can show you the ropes, right? So that they could help you grow in that field. And if you're struggling, they could help you improve in that field.
Well, and this is where having a teachable attitude is really paramount, because I'm sure we've all met and interacted with and probably at some times have ourselves been that person who's just like, I'm stuck in my ways. I don't want to learn anything new. This is the way we've always done things. Mm-hmm. Like, we've all been around those people who are just resistant to change on all fronts and at any cost.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, at times I've probably been that person. And it's not helpful, right? When someone tries to teach you something and you don't want to hear it, you don't want to learn, it definitely puts tension between you and the person who's trying to train you or correct you. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Honestly, I think that mentorship is a wonderful idea because it can allow us to build connections It can allow us to build community. It can make you feel confident. Those are three words that start with C: connection, community, confidence.
Look at you over here, just alliterating all over the place.
I know, right? That's what having a nice dinner and being hydrated will do for you.
Yeah, I mean, and especially if you're in a field that you're passionate about, or you're in a stage of life that you're excited about, having a mentor who also loves that what you love and is in, has the same passion that you have, it helps so much when times get difficult, because they're going to be able to stand by you. They're going to be able to show you how to survive, as Paul would put it, in feast or famine, right? Like, when you're doing really well, they're going to show you how to be humble and how to still seek help when you need it. When you're not doing so well, they're going to show you how to survive and thrive in that time. So that's why it is so important to have a mentor. But at the same time, it's important to be a mentor for those same reasons. You could help someone else, you know, thrive in whatever stage of life that they're in.
Well, in my therapy group recently, we talked about the fact that motivation is something that can initially move you to make an action or change, but then you have to have the discipline to keep going with that. And I feel like being a part of a mentorship program teaches you how to be disciplined, whether it's in your marriage, in your relationships, in your career, with your family. Like, these are important skills that it would just take us so much longer to learn if we tried to just do it all on our own.
Oh, definitely.
Like, we were not created to just be like, I'm just going to isolate myself. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic has shown us that when we are isolated from others in our community, yes, it has been able to help save lives. I won't discount that at all. But it really spiked an increase in mental health and mental health issues, and possibly also mental health awareness.
Absolutely.
Because people weren't able to have the same interpersonal connections that they had been pre-COVID.
Absolutely. We need partnerships, we need mentorships, we need people to be in community with us. And we need to be in community with them, right? Like, it's a two-way street.
But again, like, the part of me that kind of wants to play the devil's advocate is, for people in the disability community, for people who are immunocompromised, for people who have chronic illnesses and who are disabled, they still have had to remain isolated or only venture out in relatively small amounts of time, mm-hmm. just because these communicable diseases could be devastating to their health.
Absolutely.
So in that case and respect, yes, by all means, like, utilize social media, utilize Zoom, like, do what you need to keep yourself safe.
Oh, yeah, we're not advocating for put yourself at risk to be in community and to be with a mentor or to be a mentor.
Be safe. I feel like right now, honestly, people in the church make you feel very guilty if you have not returned to church. But there are a variety of different reasons why now might not be the right time for you to do that.
Oh, definitely. And if that's you and you need to be at home, that's perfectly fine. Church should be a place where you're welcomed and invited, not made guilty for not being there. Because you could still find a mentorship even if you are unable to leave your house, right? Like, you could still be in community even if you can't be out into the world for health reasons or mental health reasons, you could still, or, you know, if possible, you can even bring people into your home. Again, if possible, if safe, if it's something you're comfortable with. So just because you are unable to be out in community doesn't mean you can be, or you doesn't mean you can't be in community, if that makes sense.
And I just feel like that is a topic that maybe not everyone tackles because they're not all really aware of it. Like, mm-hmm. So many people are out there living their lives as if the pandemic isn't still going on.
Yeah.
And that's something that just upsets me, but I don't know. I'm just going to have to deal with it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Hashtag, that's why I'm in therapy.
I mean, that's not the only reason, but that's fine.
Yeah, I have a multitude of reasons, but I have been in therapy for almost a year now, so everything is going really well. I'm learning a lot. I'm getting mentored by my group therapist. And also the people that I meet in therapy. Like, I have the same group of gals every week, and we've just really formed this tight-knit little community of people just making our way. And then I wanted to start the Cheers theme song. In the world today takes everything you got.
See, my mind went to Vanessa Carlton. Anyway. So, yeah, that's the importance of mentorship. That's the importance of community. And if you're looking for community, if you're looking for community, there are places to find them. Mm-hmm. Definitely starting with the church, whether that is virtual, whether it's in person, starting with the small groups that churches have. Starting with it's hard to say it, but you really have to be willing to go out of your comfort zone. Again, be healthy, be safe, but you might have to talk to people that you're not as familiar with.
Well, and churches now have so many different types of programs. Like, we know of people where we live where it's church members that go hiking together, church members mm-hmm. that do yoga together, church members that have a journaling group together, church members that feed the homeless together. Like,
yeah.
There is a wide variety of activities that can help you to get involved.
Absolutely. And that's what they're for. They're not to make you feel guilty. They're not there to make you feel like a quote-unquote bad person. It's simply, if you need someone to talk to, here's people to reach out to. It's extremely important to be in community. And I think we need to kind of get back to that point in our lives where we're comfortable having conversation. I think we've gotten to a point where we don't always know how to have conversations or small talk anymore because we don't have to. So.
Well, and I feel like a lot of the conversations that we might have could be very surface level just because, you know, it takes a while to get to know someone before you're like, hey, let me share real intimate details of my life with you.
Absolutely. So any other points on mentorship and community?
I was honestly just thinking about the fact that this past weekend was Father's Day, and yes. It just kind of made me think about the fact that maybe your first examples of mentors have been your parents.
Yeah.
Whether learning good things or bad things from them.
In many cases, education starts at home.
Says the former teacher.
Yes. And the reason I'm a former teacher is because I dealt with parents who did not believe it was their job to discipline their child, to raise their child, and everything in between. They thought it was my job. So, please, 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 be in community with your families, be in community with your kids so that when they enter into the classroom, they aren't being raised by the teacher. They're being educated by the teacher.
My brain totally went to that older PSA where it's like, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are?
No. I have no idea where our kids are.
My brain is in a weird mood today.
So.
It's my Friday, everyone, even though it's Monday for everyone else, because my work schedule is Thursday through Monday now, and then I have Tuesdays and Wednesdays off at this point, so.
At this point. So, yeah, that's mentorship. Would you like to go ahead and pray?
I would love to. Would you like to go ahead and plug our socials first?
Yes. So you could follow us at BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Beautiful Feet Entertainment on Instagram and Twitter. Please like, share, subscribe. Get this podcast out to anyone and everyone that you feel like needs it. And also get my book, The Sanctuary of My Solitude. You can get it on iUniverse or Amazon. And it's a book of poetry that I wrote. It's really important to me. It's a great little book to read. It's fun. So yeah, that's our plugs.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about Wrestling with Faith, or do you not have an update for us?
Well, since we didn't put an episode out last week.
That was totally my bad, everyone.
It's fine. What we're going to do is we're actually going to record not a double whammy, but we're going to hit both topics, one from last week and one from this week. Last week was about serving, and this week is about mentorship. We're partnering with the Beautiful Feet podcast and Wrestling with Faith podcast, and we're going to talk about those two subjects in the atmosphere of wrestling. So,
okay. So that is what you have to look forward to in the middle of this week from Wrestling with Faith. I will go ahead and close this in prayer, and then that will conclude yet another episode of the Beautiful Feet podcast. Dear God, we thank you so much for this wonderful time that you have brought us to. We are thankful for the fact that you have sought fit to create godly mentorship within our communities, within the lives of the people that we love and people that we care about, and a way that we can love and care for others is to be a mentor, to take someone who needs mentorship under our wing and to teach them and offer them guidance and direction, and just to be there with them as they're going throughout their lives today. Because life is hard. Life is difficult. It can be challenging, which is why it is vital to be a part of a community of people who care about you and who love you. We thank you for our brothers and sisters of the persecuted church whose lives may be in danger or who may die simply because they have made the choice to follow Jesus. We know that the world that we live in right now is experiencing tumultuous times. There are many people who are in the midst of war, in the midst of poverty, in the midst of famines. But these are the things that you have told us not to fear because you have overcome this world. But just help us to remember to be kind and caring to one another. And it's in your precious Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much. One last time, feel free to follow, like, subscribe, and get this podcast out to anyone who needs it. But thank you for another episode of the Beautiful Feet Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Beautiful Feet Podcast, a partnership of BeautifulFeetEntertainment.com. Please feel free to follow us on social media at Beautiful Feet Entertainment. please visit beautifulfeetentertainment.com and do not forget to like, share, and subscribe.